This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for Crack the Customer Code, your audio guidebook for creating incredible customer journeys.
Hey, Adam, I think it's safe to say that the world continues to change. Is that a controversial statement?
Man, you're really putting yourself out there, Jeannie.
I know. I go against the grain.
You do. You're a big risk taker, I can say.
But I think that it's fair to say that in the last several years especially, and even in these last several months, we have experienced a lot of change around, you know, awareness around language, awareness around how we address one another. Specifically, I am talking about pronouns. I think that there's been a lot of communication about respecting how people want to be referred to with the pronouns that they want. And this has gone to far reaches of our society. Recently, LinkedIn opted into their profile where you can check a box and state your pronouns so that it's right on your profile. This is coming out in a lot of different ways. So I thought it would be an interesting thing to explore how this impacts customer experience, both for the customers and also for the systems and the processes and the different ways that we communicate with customers directly.
And I think it's important to look at our history as an industry, which is to say, I think this pronoun specifically is new, but I think this idea is less new to people in customer service and customer experience than to possibly society at large. Because we have always been teaching respect for others, using neutral greetings, using neutral language during the holidays, things like this. So I think that idea of respecting differences and people's preferences is already baked into the customer service world a little bit more than society at large. But now it's more specific with pronouns.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I've seen this a couple different ways recently. One is, you know, some of the systems that we have, some of the ways that we collect our customer data and data profiles and things like that, they didn't really have an option for this. And so what happens is it's not easy to identify the preferences that somebody might have. So a lot of organizations are in a position where they're having to go back and kind of retrofit these options into their systems. But then you also have to think about the entire customer journey. When does this show up? How can we make sure we address it in the right way? How can we make sure the people, like contact center agents, have this information when they need it and where they need it so they can address people the way they want to be addressed? And I think that opens up this whole thing about the systems and all these ways that we need to provide seamless experiences based on sharing data and getting our tools in place so that we're not putting all of this pressure onto the one person who happens to answer the phone that day, right?
Right. And that, you know, that ties back to an episode we had last season with Ovetta Sampson, and I don't remember the number. We'll put that in the show notes for anyone who's interested. And we talked, she talked a lot about AI and, you know, bias in AI and sort of, you know, putting the ghosts in the machine and all these kinds of things. But it's a similar, and it's a related topic, because we have to look at, and companies are having to look at, how do we make our technology respectful?
Right.
How do we take something that by nature is repetitive and, you know, uses systems and is difficult to customize, even though we're certainly in the age where that is getting better and better and sort of even a little crazy, the customization at this point, but is still based on a uniform, you know, programming and systems. Mm-hmm. And how do you get that to be respectful of these types of questions?
Yep. That's exactly right. And I think part of that too is it comes back to really understanding what is the journey? How can we show up for customers where they need us to show up? And how can we make sure that we're programming things, that we're using ethical ways of getting technology on board and getting AI and machine learning on board so that it can learn the way that we want it to learn? And, you know, one of the things that I've started doing recently is instead of assigning genders to customer personas, actually using things like initials so that instead of giving a name that automatically implies a gender, we can actually remove some of that just by simple steps. And Sherry Kendall, who's an amazing resource for anybody interested in inclusive CX, she and I had this discussion on this topic recently, and she suggested, you know, for contact center agents, sometimes they are misgendered based on their voice and or based on their name. And so she was really exploring ways that, you know, should we have contact center agents address that right away and say my pronouns are XYZ or whatever? And is that something that would help everybody feel more included, everybody feel more empowered? And how do we help our contact center agents and our other customer facing people do that? And how can we include them into that process of change? So I think these are big questions we don't have all the answers to yet, but I just think it's really interesting to explore this idea of, you know, this is one of the many ways to think about how to be inclusive in customer experience, both for your customers and the people who are showing up for them.
Yeah, and I think the how is the challenge, right? It's how do you do it? How do you approach it? How do you do it scalably and effectively? But I think companies need to start with, like, what are their first principles? Is, you know, for a lot of companies, respect and inclusion are foundational.
Yeah.
For some companies, they're, okay, something that we've just woken up to because we needed to. For others, it's just lip service.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think these topics and, you know, sort of the things we've been talking about with technology are so challenging to execute. They are so challenging to try to figure out how to do that you have to have a driving desire, you know, culturally and organizationally to even attempt them.
Yeah. And I think there are, you know, there are ways to keep it simple and take those baby steps we need to take. We're not going to be getting this perfectly the first time we might try to scale something like this, but can we take those initial steps and check in with our contact center staff and change the labels that we have on things that are genderfied and just look for ways to make them more neutral or make them more respectful? I think it's a really interesting kind of brain exercise to think about where are we on this journey and how can we address things in a way that's respectful for everybody. So I think, you know, we're going to learn a lot as we navigate this. And I think we're going to learn a lot by letting everybody have a seat at the table around this and make sure that they are feeling included and feeling empowered.
Agreed. And I will add, I want to make sure I'm adding this note, not as a customer experience expert, but as a writer. And I do want to say, I give you all permission to use the plural pronouns in the singular. Okay. Language has evolved. You don't need to have six pronouns. Now, pronouns are important in other contexts. So I'm not saying this issue that we're talking about is not important, but if you want to use they or them, you have my permission. It is okay. It is acceptable. Language evolves. We have evolved. We all use it in speech. Let's just, editors, get on board. Let's just, this is just me. This is my plea as a writer. It's a little bit off to the side of the inclusion and all of that. I'm just saying I'm for team them, they, whenever possible. So just, you have my permission, everyone. Go for it. It's okay.
I am too. And I convinced an editor last year that we were going that direction. So there is progress there too. So
yeah, I did it. My Be Your Customer's Hero was traditionally published. That was a battle I had no chance of winning.
Yeah.
and then, like a traditional publication, like editor, like not even going to happen.
No way. It could happen today because it They and Them is more inclusive and is more universal and all of those things. So I think we are making progress. We are taking those steps towards progress. And that's all we can ask sometimes.
Exactly. And it's an important topic. And I think the message I would leave everyone with is your organization, your department, your team, it's just something you need to think about.
Yeah.
And at least be aware of and make sure it's on your radar. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, every team's going to have to find their own answer mm-hmm. as to what's appropriate. But I think caring to think about it is the most important part.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
why. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say the most important part. Taking action is important too. But it's the point where you start.
Well, and I think that's why we are doing this episode, because we want you to think about it. We want you to explore this topic, and we want you to make sure that you are, you know, trying to understand and be as inclusive as possible and make sure that we are really doing this in a way that is the team sport of customer experience. So speaking of teams, we have the best team of listeners ever.
We do.
They are amazing, and they are you. So thank you so much for being here, because you are part of our team and we so appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Crack the Customer Code. We are a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out the great business content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters. Find me at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam DePork. You can find me at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
Take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.